Last time we started discussing the famous Shita of the Bahag, the Mefarshim asked, what's the din if a person forgets to count an entire day of Sfira? So we know the Bahag holds that in such a case, you can't continue counting with the bracha. In fact, he says there's no point in continuing to count, because the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer requires that you not miss a day. And the Rosh disagrees with the Bahag. The Rosh quotes others. This is what the Bali Tosfos assume in different places. The Rosh says that no, even if you miss a full day, you can still count the other days. This is in sharp contrast to the other Shaila that's raised, the Machlokas, the Bahag, and the Rishonim. What happens if you didn't count at night? So there, the Bahag says that you can count by day. But the Rosh argues, and he says that you can't count by day. If you miss at night, so then you've missed that day. But the Rosh himself would assume that you can continue counting the other days, even with a bracha. So we started discussing, what exactly is the Machlokas or Rishonim? Why should you assume? Why does the Bahag assume that if you miss a day, then you can't continue counting with a bracha? So we pointed out that the conventional wisdom, the approach of the Chinuch and the Prima Dadim, is that the Machlokas, the Onim Rishonim, the Machlokas, Mefarshim, is how to understand the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer itself. That as the Rosh writes, the Bali Tosfos assume that kol mitzvah, kol yom v'yom mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi, each day is an independent mitzvah. So the fact that you missed one day doesn't prevent you from continuing to count with the bracha, because you'll make the next mitzvah. You missed the first mitzvah, but you can get to the other mitzvah. Why does the Bahag assume that if you miss one day, then you can't continue counting with the bracha? Because like the Prima Gadim, and this is what the Chinuch writes as well, the Bahag assumes that it's all one mitzvah. That Sfira Sa'omer is all one mitzvah, composed of 49 different elements, but it's all one mitzvah. So if you miss the middle of the mitzvah, so then you can't continue, because you're missing part of the mitzvah. So then it's impossible to continue counting with the bracha. This was the conventional wisdom. But then we pointed out that the Rav noticed that Tosis in Megillah seems to have a different version of the Bahag, because he writes that according to the Bahag, if you miss counting at night, then you count by day without a bracha. Not as a pshara. It doesn't sound like he's making a pshara between the two shitas, the shita of the Bahag and the shita of the Rosh, saying that, well, you have to be machra for both shitas, maybe you can still count, or maybe you can't count, so you can't count with a bracha. No, the Bahag says, me'ikra din. That's his shita. He's saying that you count by day without a bracha. What kind of a strange notion is that? If you're still chayav, then you should count with a bracha. If you're not chayav, then there's no point in counting b'chlal. What's the Bahag saying that you count without a bracha? Some of the Talmidim asked me, well, why don't we just look at the Bahag? Let's look at the Halachas Gedolos and see what he says. Tosis and Megillah has one version, and the Rosh seems to have a different version. The Rosh seems to say, according to the Bahag, if you're miscounting at night, so then you can still count by day. Sounds like you can count with a bracha. So I tried to find the Bahag. It was a little bit of a journey. But I did find the Bahag. I put it in Canvas. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the extra makaros for packet number 37. I forgot to tell you to WhatsApp this to the Talmidim. You did? Okay. So the conventional, the older version of the Halachos Gedolos. So there are a few. I saw a few different defusim, but they all say the same thing. So I didn't have to photocopy all of them for you. But this defus, a nice defus, right? Says, a simple version of the Bahag is that he says that you can count by day. L'chatchila, tmimos requires that you count at night, as the Gemara Menachah says. But b'di'evit, if you didn't count at night, as long as you count one time during the 24-hour period, that's fine, according to the Bahag. And you're sofer mevarech l'mocha. You didn't count me'urta. In Shivla Vlabarach, he forgot, he didn't count Al Sfira Sa'omer Me'urta at night. Mevarach Lamach, make a bracha Lamach. That's the simple version of the Halachas Gedolos, like most of the Rishonim seem to have. So, but if you look at the Rav Hildesheimer Halachas Gedolos, that's what you have on the first page of this extra packet. So he has all of the Gersos. He has so many Gersos, it's almost like confusing to even read what he writes over here. But if you take it from number five over there, he says Veheicha Deinshi V'lo Baruch Hasfira Sa'omer Me'urta Mevarech B'Lelya. I don't know what that means. If you didn't make a bracha, you make a bracha at night, you count, you make a bracha at night. I'm not sure what that means. But then skipping down to the next line, he says, V'ilo baruch ad l'machar mevarech b'yamama or lo yevarech b'yamama. There are multiple girsos. You look in the footnote, on footnote four, he says, Muva Ravya, the Ravya and the Arthurua, Mordechai and Megillah. I looked up the Mordechai, Itaka has such a lashon that you're so fair ve'eno mevarech, right? That you're not mevarech. Lo yevarech b'yamama. You're so fair, but you're not mevarech b'yamama. And then he quotes Tosis in Megillah, right? V'chein kosev b'halacha b'hilchas atzeres b'hag sheyimna l'mocher b'lo brachu. So I'm not sure what to do with all the information. It's clear that there are different versions in the b'hag. Some versions in the b'hag say that he's mona l'mocher b'vracha, and some say that you're mona b'lo brachu. So the Rav said from Tosis in Megillah, you get the impression that the Bahag assumes that you're mona without a bracha. So what kind of a halacha is this? It's not a pshara. Why should you be mona without a bracha? I'm not a pshara. If you're being yotze the mitzvah, be mona with a bracha. You're not being yotze the mitzvah, so then forget about it. Just drop it. You can continue counting the next day. So said the Rav, the Bahag apparently assumes that you really can't be yotze the mitzvah if you miss counting at night. You've missed that day. Right? You can't really make a bracha then. But you can preserve the continuity of the count if you count by day. You're not being yotzei a mitzvah, but you're doing a maisa sfira by day. That's the yisod. There's this idea, according to the Bahag, Lefi the Rav, that you can do a maisa sfira even if that maisa sfira is not going to bring with it a kiyum mitzvah. Even if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah by counting by day. But nevertheless, you're doing a Maisa Sfira, and that Maisa Sfira preserves the continuity of the count and enables you to continue counting the following day. Said the Rav, that's the idea of the Bahag. The Yisod of the Bahag is not that he assumes that all the Sfira Sama is one big mitzvah, and that's why if you miss one day, then you can't continue counting with the Bracha. But rather, even the Bahag agrees that Sfira Sama is 49 different mitzvahs. But his Chiddush is that if you miss a day, you've lost the continuity of the count. And if you've lost the continuity, if you've lost the hamsheches of the count, then you can't continue counting. Even if the next day is a separate mitzvah, because you can't have a count unless there's a continuity in that count. The nafkamina being between the Prima Gadim and the Rav's version of the Bahag is, what do you do if you miss counting at night? Can you count by day with a bracha? Do you count by day? Is there any value to counting by day without a bracha? According to the Rav's version, it can make sense to count without a bracha. According to the Prima Gadim's version, the Bahag either says that you can count with a bracha or don't count at all, but there's no idea of counting without a bracha because that's only in Shulchan Aruch. If you're going to make a pshara between the different shitas, so then it makes sense to count without a bracha. But for the Iker shita, you either count or don't count. So this is the first nafkamina between the Prima Gadim and the Rav. Okay, so these were the two approaches that we had within the Bahag. Either the Bahag holds that Sfira Somer is one big mitzvah, and that's why you can't miss a day, or he admits that Sfira Somer is really 49 different mitzvahs, but you need the continuity of the count to be able to continue counting, and that's why if you miss a day, you can't continue counting with the Bruch. What are some other nafkamina between the Rav's approach in the Bahag and the Prima Gadim's approach? So we started discussing at the end of yesterday's shiur a very interesting shaila, which might spawn a nafkamina between these two approaches. We mentioned that Tosas and Ksubis raises a question about Sfiras Zava, Sfiras Zainakim of a Zava. We know that if a woman is a Zava, not a Nida, Nida Daraisa, she doesn't have to count anything. She just, she doesn't need Zainakim. She doesn't have to be clean. Even if she's seeing Dam for 7 days, as long as she stops seeing Dam, by the end, then she goes to the Mikveh, she's Tahara. But a Zava has a different halacha. Zava, based on the din daraisa, if she sees dam for 3 days straight, below es nidasa, when she's not supposed to be seeing, at a time when she's really not supposed to be seeing during that month, so then she becomes what's called a zava gedola, and she needs zayinakim. We are machmir that all of our women who see dam, whenever they have a period, they're not called a nida, they're called a zava. They're machmir for all of the chumras of zava gedola, even if they see a little bit. That's the minhag. Like the minhag, Rabbi Zeira says, "Benos Yisrael Achmira Latzman Shafiros Tipos Dam Kachar Kachar Dol Yoshua Zaleim Shivanakim." That's the chumrah of Benos Yisrael, because they didn't want to get confused. Who's a nida? Who's a zava? Do you have to count Zayinakim or not? So we always count Zayinakim. That's the minhag. So Tosfos Subas asks, how can a zava count Zayinakim? The pasuk says v'safra la, and Tosfos assumes v'safra la means she has to count Hayom Yom Echad b'Zayinakim. A regular sphere, just like Sfiras HaOmer is counting every day. That's Tosfos and Subas is a big assumption. It's not at all clear. Many of the poskim, Poshup Shad is, and this is how the poskim decide that the women don't count Hayom Yom Echad. They just have to be careful. They have to be bodek themselves and make sure that they're not seeing any dam, but they don't actually count Befeh. Tosfos is clearly assuming that they're counting Befeh. If not, then the whole question doesn't get off the ground. The Tosfos is, how can the women count Befeh? But Shematira Vetister, they're going to count and they're going to make a Barucha. Shematira Vetister, maybe she'll see Dam. And if she sees Dam in the middle of the Zayinakim, the whole count is canceled. She has to start all over again. So she accomplished nothing. She accomplished nothing. So it's a Barucha Levatola. How can she make a Barucha on the Sfira, says Tosfos? Okay, let's say this again. The Kasha of Tosfos is, why doesn't a zava make a bracha on the sphere? So he answers, because Shematira Vetistar, maybe she'll be sosa the Zayinakim, and it'll be a bracha l'vatala. So that's why our women do not make a bracha. But they do count. It sounds, according to Tosfos, that they should count Befeh. So most of the Echorim say they don't count Befeh anyway. So there's no question to make a bracha. You can't make a bracha if you're not counting. But you see how you sowed from Tosfos, that whenever we're afraid that Shematira Vetistar, that you might upend the minion, that you might cancel the whole minion, so then you can't make a bracha. So the Achronim ask, how can we make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer according to the Bahag, Shematira Vetistar, so to speak? Right, maybe a person will forget a day of Sfiras HaOmer. If he gets a day of Sfiras HaOmer, it turns out Lemafreya, all the brachas he made were brachas Levatola. It's how can you make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer? So one answer you could give is that he can make a bracha, and he's responsible to ensure that he's not going to forget. If he forgets, then Taka, he did something terrible. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to forget a debt. That's what you could say according to the Prima Gadol. But according to the Rav, you don't need that. According to the Rav, the reason why he makes a bracha is because the Bahag admits that it's not one big mitzvah. The Bahag admits that it's really 49 different mitzvahs. It's just you need a continuity in the count in order to be able to continue counting. And if you miss a day and you lost the continuity, then you can't continue counting. But because the Bahag holds that Sfiras HaOmer really is 49 different mitzvahs, so then day number 30 doesn't relate to day number 20. I mean, they relate, but it's day number 30 is a different mitzvah. It's not like the mitzvah of 28. So you made a bracha on 28, so even if you missed 30, that didn't ruin the bracha on 28. So that's why the Bahag says that you can make the bracha. We're not afraid of Shematira Vetistar. It's not that Zava is different. She's not in control. So we're more afraid over there because she could see Dam, and she's not in control of whether she sees Dam or not. But by Sfiras HaOmer, he is in control. So if he's in control, he can make a bracha, and he's responsible to ensure that he's not going to miss a day. No, maybe the answer is that we're not afraid even if he misses a day, he hasn't ruined the bracha that he made on the previous day, because each day is an independent mitzvah. But the nafkamina will be, let's say a person knows he's going to miss a day. Right? We have an answer to this question as to why we make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, even if you might miss a day. We have an answer both lefi the Prima Gadol and lefi the Rav. But the nafkamina will be, let's say you know that you're going to miss a day. How can you know you're going to miss a day? Let's say he has some elective surgery scheduled for a day in Sfira, and he's going to be out for the whole day. Well, let's say he has, you know, some, not elective surgery, let's say he has to go in for surgery, whatever. He knows he's going in for some kind of surgery, heart surgery or something, and he knows that he's not going to be able to count Sfira the whole day. From the nighttime. He's going in for surgery late in the afternoon, and he's going to be out of it for 24 hours. They told him, he said, you're not going to be really conscious for 24 hours. So what does he do? Let's say this surgery is scheduled for 2 days from now. So he's been making brachas on Sfira HaOmer till now, 20 days or so. And then he realizes that he's not going to be able to make a bracha on that particular day. So what does he do? What does he do tonight? Now that he already knows that he's going to miss a day of Sfira. So does he make a bracha tonight? Or should he say, no, I know already I'm going to miss a day. I didn't know this before, but now that I know that I'm going to miss a day, so then I can't make any more brachas. What does the person do in such a circumstance? So l'chora, that should depend on the Prima Gadim and the Rav. If you learn the Bahag like the Prima Gadim, that the Bahag assumes that Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah, so then you might be allowed to make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer from the beginning, even though you might miss a day, because it's your responsibility not to miss a day, and you're going to try your hardest not to miss a day. So as long as you do what you're supposed to be doing, so then it's mutter to make a bracha. But if you know up front that you're going to be missing a day, so then maybe at that point you should stop making brachas, because you know it's a bracha levatolah. You know the bracha that you're about to make is a bracha levatolah, because it's going to turn out that way when you miss a day of Sfira, because you're not going to have a full mitzvah. And according to the Bahag, Lefi the Prima Gadim, the whole mitzvah Sfira Sa'omer is one big mitzvah. But if you learn the Bahag like the Rav, so then even if a person knows that he's going to miss a day of Sfira, he has some kind of surgery, some circumstance where he's going to miss a full day of Sfira, it doesn't matter, you can make a bracha now. Because today's mitzvah is not tomorrow's mitzvah. They are linked in the sense that you need a continuity of the count to continue counting. But they're all independent mitzvahs, even according to the Bahag. So if they're all independent mitzvahs, even according to the Bahag, then even if a person knows that he's going to miss a day in the future, he doesn't have to stop counting with a bracha now. Count with a bracha for tonight's mitzvah. So you'll miss that mitzvah, you'll miss a mitzvah in the future, but that doesn't affect the mitzvah and the bracha that you're making tonight, because the bracha that you're making tonight is on the mitzvah of tonight. It's not on the mitzvah of the future. They tell a story that Rabbi Yosef Breuer, who was the Rav in KAJ in the Yakisha community, so he was nifter in the middle of Sfira. And apparently the night before he was nifter, his children, his grandchildren, were trying to get him to count Sfira. They were trying to get him to daven a little bit, to count Sfira. And he didn't want to count Sfira. He told them, "Binished rein, I'm not clean." He didn't want to count Sfira. And they didn't know what to, they weren't going to push him. And then he was nifter the following day. So someone said that maybe Rabbi Breuer realized that he was going, he didn't feel like he had too much time left. So he was afraid to make a bracha on the Sfira that night, because he felt like he wasn't gonna live to the end of Sfira. He felt that his hours were numbered. So if he wasn't going to make it till the end of the mitzvah to be machmer for the Bahag, he didn't want to make a bracha on Sfira that night. That's what some wanted to suggest. So that's assuming like the Prima Gadim, right? Assuming like the Prima Gadim that Sfira Sa'omer is one big mitzvah. So then according to the Bahag, if a person feels that they're not going to make it till the end, so maybe there's room to be machmer, not to make a bracha. L'chora, he still should have counted, right? Because according to the other Shita, it's still an independent mitzvah. But at least according to the Bahag, he wouldn't have counted with a bracha. But according to the Rav, even in that terrible situation, where a person feels that their time is ending, but still chaperein a mitzvah now. The Bahag, even the Bahag holds, according to the Rav, that they're independent mitzvahs. So the fact that a person feels they're not going to complete the whole mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, that's not a reason not to count on the mitzvah of tonight. The mitzvah of tonight is an independent mitzvah that's connected to the mitzvah of tomorrow and the next day. But they're all independent mitzvahs, 49 independent mitzvahs. So avada, you can make a bracha on the mitzvah of tonight, even if one feels that they're not going to make it to the mitzvah of the next day or the mitzvah of number 49. The fact that a person's not going to make it to 49 doesn't mean that he can't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tonight. Okay, so that nafgamina relates to this question in Tosis and Ksubis, that are we afraid of Shematira Batista? Do you make a bracha even if a person might ruin the count? He might be mevatel the whole count if he misses a day. Does that play a role in the Shita of the Bahag? Another shaila that's discussed in Sfiras HaOmer, probably one of the most famous shailas, a lot of pshetov, bar mitzvah pshetov, are said on this topic. Many discuss the question, what's the din of katan shenisgadel bimei hasfira? What happens if the katan becomes bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer? What does he do? So before he becomes bar mitzvah, of course he should count Sfiras HaOmer, why not? It's chinuch. Right? There's a mitzvah of chinuch, so he should count Sefiras HaOmer then. But the question is, should he count with the bracha after becoming a gadol? What's the shaila? He was mechuyev bedavar before, now he's mechuyev bedavar too. Why should he continue counting? What's the shaila? So the Shari Tshuva, the Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Pri Ha'aretz. This is on page 4 in packet number 37. The Ayin Sham b'Birkei Yosef, he quotes the Birkei Yosef b'Shem Pri Ha'aretz, Shekotan Shehigdol Tokim Ha'asvira v'chen Gershon Esgar Tokim Ha'asvira Monim Sha'ayamim B'lo Baruchah. Kotan Shin is Gadol and Gershon is Gaya are the same. They don't have the real chiyuv of Sfira Sober until they become a Gadol, until they become a Yisrael, until they have Kedushas Yisrael. So the Pri Ha'aretz says that you count the rest of the days without a bracha. Why without a bracha? So presumably, what the Pri Ha'aretz is assuming is that the Kotan may have been a Mechuyav B'davar Midin Chinuch, but now he turns into a gadol. Now he's not a mechuyav bedavar midin chinuch. He's a real mechuyav bedavar midin yisrael. It's a different chiyuv. So if it's a different chiyuv, he was not a mechuyav bedavar initially. Let's say he becomes bar mitzvah on day number 15, right? So for the first 15 days, he wasn't a real mechuyav bedavar. He was chayav midin chinuch. Midin chinuch. There was some kind of chiyuv midin chinuch. But now he has a real chiyuv. Right? Now he has a real chiyuv. Even if Sfiras HaOmer is only Dirabbanan, right? The chiyuv of chinuch is only a chiyuv midrabbanan. So they're both Dirabbanans. So even if it's all Dirabbanan, but it's a different type of chiyuv. So it's a different type of chiyuv that he really was an Einu Mechuyuv Bedavar before Bar Mitzvah. Klape the chiyuv that he has after Bar Mitzvah. So Zog the Pri Ha'aretz, he doesn't count with a bracha. He doesn't count with a bracha. Because you can't connect, right? If a person is an Einu Mechuyav Bedavar, an Einu Mechuyav Bedavar can't be Motzi Mechuyav Bedavar, so the count that the Katan did Midin Chinuch is like a count of an Einu Mechuyav Bedavar, so it's not viewed as a count Klapi the Mechuyav Bedavar. Klapi, when he is a Mechuyav Bedavar. He can't use what he counted when he was an Einu Mechuyav Bedavar to be Motzi himself, so to speak, when he's a Mechuyav Bedavar. So the Pri Ha'aretz says he can't count with a bracha after he becomes a Gadol. It's interesting, the lashon of the Shari Tshuva, though, the Hemshech is, Umashakasa Bekatan, Ein Ze Lididan Shaktanim Sheigil Lechinuch Sofrim Gamkin. What does that mean? He says, what the Pri Ha'aretz says about Katan, what he says about Gershon is Gar, so that I agree. But Katan, I don't really understand, because our Katanim do count. What does that mean? It sounds like he's learning that the Pri Ha'aretz is assuming that the Gershon is Gar is not going to count until he becomes a Yisrael. So obviously, if he didn't count the early days, then he can't count with a bracha because he didn't do a mitzvah. And presumably, his connection to Katan Shenizgadel is that the Katanim are not going to count the Katnusim. So if they didn't count the Katnusim, then of course, they don't have a full count, so they can't continue counting. It seems like that's the way the Shari Tshuva understood the Pri Ha'aretz, and that's why he says, but our Katanim do count. If our Katanim do count, what's the problem? It's interesting, right? According to that, it's not a lumdish idea. The Pri Ha'aretz is not saying that if a katan, that even if a katan counted below bar mitzvah, midin chinuch, he can't continue counting with the bracha after he becomes a god. The way the Shari Tshuva is learning, that's not what the Pri Ha'aretz is saying. He's just saying that katanim don't count. You know, they're not so careful to count. We try to get them to count, but they never remember and they're... So if the katan is not going to count below bar mitzvah, so then of course when he becomes a gadol, he can't count because it's not a full count, because he just didn't do the job when he was a katan. But that's not the way the other Achronim quote it. The other Achronim seem to say that the Pri Ha'aretz is holding me'ikar adin, that what the katan counts is not a count of a mechuyav bedavar klapei a gadol. So what he counted before bar mitzvah can't help him be yotze the din after bar mitzvah. Because when he wasn't bar mitzvah, he wasn't a mechuyav bedavar really in the mitzvah. He just had some kind of a quasi chiyuv, midin chinuch. So that chiyuv doesn't relate to the chiyuv of a gadol. And that's why he has to count the rest without a gadol. This is what the Shari Tshuva writes. The Mechas Chinuch has a very celebrated piece But he suggests that Katan Shenisgadlo can continue counting with the bracha. Why can he continue counting with the bracha? Because he is a mechuyav b'davar. The Mechas Chinuch says he is a mechuyav b'davar. When he's a katan, he's a mechuyav b'davar midin chinuch. So as long as he's a mechuyav b'davar midin chinuch, it doesn't matter what the chiyuv is. This chiyuv is the same. So the first step in the Menchas Chinuch is that if you assume that Tzvi HaSalmon B'Zman is only the Rabbanan, like the Bali Tosfos, so then he has a Chiyuv Midin Rabbanan. What does it matter what the Chiyuv is based on? It could be Midin Chinuch, it could be not Midin Chinuch, but rather that he's a Gadol and he has a real Chiyuv. He has a Chiyuv Midin Rabbanan to count Tzvi. So whatever he counted as a Katan, he was Yotzi, his Mitzvah Midin Rabbanan then. And that can transfer to when he becomes a Gadol. He was Yotzei then, and that Kiyum HaMitzvah can help him continue to be Mekayim HaMitzvah even after he becomes a Gadol as well. That's how the Menchas Chinuch is learning Al Pi Pshuta. So, what is this Shaila dependent on? Was he considered enough of a Mechuyav B'davar as a Katan that Sfira can help him when he becomes a Gadol? Well, what's this Shaila dependent on? So if you look at the Ha'ora in the Menchas Chinuch, the Ha'ora Yudalit, he quotes from the Maram Shik. Ma'am Sheikh says, you know what this Shaila really is dependent on? When all the dust settles between the Shaila Tshuva and the Mechas Chinuch, can the Katans count when he's a Katan? Can that help him for when he becomes a Gadol that he can continue counting with the Bracha? He says, it's all dependent on the old Machlokas HaRishonim that we've had multiple times this year. That we've spoken many, many times. But the nature of the Mitzvah of Chinuch, what does Chinuch do? Is Chinuch just an obligation on the parent, on the father, to train his son to be misragel b'mitzvahs, like Rashi writes in Sukkah on the Av Beis Amid Beis? But the Katan himself is not really a mechuyav b'davar, like the Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem in Brochus writes. Right? The Ramban and Rashi seem to go together, that the Katan's not a mechuyav b'davar b'chlal. He's the object of the father's mitzvah of chinuch. It's the father who's mitzvah to be mechanech the child. Or should we say, like some of the Balei Tosfos write, that of course a katan is a mechuyav b'davar. He has a chiyuv midirabbanan. Midirabbanan Chazal gave the katan a chiyuv midin chinuch. That's Tosfos. Tosfos Masechta Megillah, Daf Yotes Amud Beis, is trying to figure out the shita of the Tanakama. Kol Kshem Likros is a Megillah Chutz Mecherishot v'katan. Why can't a katan be motzi asarabim yidei chovos and a Megillah? Megillah is only a mitzvah midirabbanan. So a katan is mechuyav midirabbanan. So it's all the Rabbanan. So what's the problem? He has a chiyuv mid Rabbanan. Megillah is a mitzvah Rabbanan. So why can't the Katan be motzi as a rabbi? What's the answer that Tosfos gives? What's the answer? What? Trade Rabbanan, right? That the Katan has a trade Rabbanan. He himself never has a chiyuv d'arais in any mitzvah, not in tefillin, not in shofar, lulav, nothing. And Megillah happens to be the Rabbanan as well. So he's never a full mechuyav b'davar. So we call him a trade Rabbanan. But a Gadol, a regular Yisrael, is only a Chad Rabbanan. Megillah is a Rabbanan, but the Gadol can be a Mechuyav B'davar D'Araisa in other mitzvahs, so he's on a higher level. So the Katan is only a Trade Rabbanan. It cannot be Motzi the Gadol, who's a Chad Rabbanan. It's clear from the Lashon of Tosfos that he assumes Katan is a Mechuyav B'davar Mid Rabbanan. That's his whole point, is that he is a Mechuyav B'davar, so why can't he be Motzi as a Rabbim? The answer is he's a Trade Rabbanan. He's not learning like the Ramban and like Rashi. According to the Ramban, the answer is Pashut. He's not a Mechuyav B'davar B'chlal. So if he's not a Mechuyav B'davar B'chlal, of course he can't be Motzi Sarabim. Zok the Maram Shik, Lechora, that's the Shaila over here. If you assume the Katan is a Mechuyav B'davar Midrabbanan, so then why can't his counting when he's a Katan help him for when he's a Gadol? It's one count. What does it matter what the Chiyav is Midin? If the Chiyav is Midin Chinuch, or the Chiyav is because Fiyas Ahmed, the Rabbanan in general, so when he becomes a Gadol, he has the chiyuv, the Ikar Adin in the midst of Sfira Sa'omer. It's a chiyuv mid Rabbanan. So if it's a chiyuv, he's a mechuyav b'davar both before bar mitzvah and after. So what he counted as a katan can help him for his mitzvah as a Gadol. He counted. So it's as if he was a mechuyav b'davar at that time too, and his count can help him be yotze when he becomes a Gadol also. But if you assume that a katan is not a mechuyav b'davar midin chinuch, it's the father who's mechuyav, but the katan really is a zero, so then of course he wasn't a mechuyav b'davar when he's a katan. So he's not a mechuyav b'davar when he's a katan. Clearly, he's not, the count that he does when he's a katan is not going to help him for when he's a gadol. It's like an Eina Mechoyim B'davar tried to be motzi him. And that, of course, is not going to work. So L'chora, that's the simple pshat. That's the basic pshat in the Machlokas Achronim, whether Katan Shnes Gadol B'mei HaSvira, can he continue counting with the bracha? L'chora, it's dependent on the nature of chinuch, zok the Maram Sheikh. If you assume that chinuch makes the Katan a Mechoyim B'davar, so then he can continue counting. And if you assume it doesn't make him a Mechoyim B'davar, then he can't continue counting with the bracha. The Mechas Chinuch himself adds one extra point, a fascinating point, which brings us back to another issue that we've discussed in the past. And that is, he says, maybe all this makes sense, that I'm telling you, all this makes sense, if you assume Sviyasa Omer Bizman as a Dirabbana, if you assume like the Bali Tosfos. But how about if you hold like the Rambam? Let's say you say Sviyasa Omer Daraisa Bizman as a. So then it would seem like the Shari Tshuva is right. Because the Kata Midin Chinuch is not Mechuyev Min HaTorah, clearly not. So maybe if Sviyasa Omer Daraisa, then we understand Kata Shinis Gadol B'mei HaSvira shouldn't continue counting with the Bracha, because Kalapi the Din Daraisa of Sviyasa Omer, he wasn't a Mechuyev B'davar when he was a Kata. So maybe the Kata and Taka should not make a Bracha to be Choshesh for those Shitas, that Sviyasa Omer might be Daraisa. We talked about circumstances where maybe you should be Choshesh that Sviyasa Omer might be Daraisa. So you would think that this question is not just dependent on the nature of the din of chinuch; it should also be dependent on whether Sviyasa Omer is a mitzvah deraisa b'zmanazeh, or is a mitzvah deraisa, or it's a mitzvah derabanan. The whole discussion we had is assuming it's only derabanan, but if it's deraisa, so isn't it a dover poshet that katan shenes gadol b'sochimei hasviya should not count with the bracha after it becomes a gadol? Because what he counted when he's a katan, he wasn't a mechuyev b'dover min haTorah for sure. Maybe midrabanan, but definitely not min haTorah. Who comes to Minchas Chinuch and says, no. Even if it's daraisa, even if Sviyasa Omer daraisa, he still can count with the bracha. A chiddush agabei chiddush. Based on what? Based on whose shita does the Minchas Chinuch say this? Whose shita? Rabbeinu who? Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina. How many times have we quoted Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina? Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina is quoted by the Mordechai Megillah to answer a famous kasha. The kasha is that we know you can make kiddush from plaga mincha. You can be makabel tosefes Shabbos, and you can make kiddush from plaga mincha, and be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush. So the question that the Mordechai asks is: according to those who hold tosefes Shabbos is only derabbanan, how can you be yotze the mitzvah deraisa of kiddush on Leil Shabbos by making kiddush after plaga mincha? The time that you're making kiddush is a zman midrabbanan, and you're trying to be yotzi a mitzvah daraisa. So how does that work? That's the kasha that the Mordechai is. So he quotes Rabbeinu Tuvia, who wants to suggest a fascinating lumbus. Rabbeinu Tuvia says that maybe someone who's mechuyev b'davar midrabbanan can be motzi someone who's chayev min haTorah as long as the mechuyev midrabbanan is osi lidei daraisa. Right now he has a chayev midrabbanan, but it's going to come to a chi of the rice at some point in time. So he says, in such a case, he thinks he's called a mechuyev b'davar even on a daraisa level, so he can be motzi someone who's mechuyev min haTorah. Wow, what does that mean? So we explain, Rabbi Natuvia is making two very important assumptions. That first of all, mechuyev b'davar midrabbanan can have a status of mechuyev b'davar min haTorah. The Torah recognizes a chiyuv midrabban. Lo sasser is a lav daraisa. The fact that it's mitzvah lishma divrei chachamim, that's a lav min haTorah. So the Torah recognizes that a mitzvah derabban is a mitzvah. It doesn't have all the dinim of daraisas. We say sveka derabbanan lakula. There are certain kulas that we apply to dinim derabban because heimamru vaheimamru. Chazal institute the dinim derabban in a certain way. They can determine when the dinim derabban are going to apply and when they're not going to apply. So they're certainly in control. But Al-Kapanim Losasa tells me that there's a status of daraisa to mitzvahs derabbanan. So even though he only has a chiyuv midrabbanan, that's called a mechuyev b'davar on a daraisa level as well. But he's saying something more than that. Right? Rabbi Natuvi is also saying that the only time he has a status of mechuyev b'davar on a daraisa level is if he's osi lidei chiyuv daraisa. If he's asi lidei chiyuv daraisa, and right now he has a chiyuv midrabbanan, so then the Torah recognizes that person as a mechuyev b'davar even on a daraisa level. But if all he has is a chiyuv min rabbanan, it's never going to come with the chiyuv daraisa, so then he can't be motzi someone who's chayiv min haTorah. Right? So there are two critical assumptions over here. That a mechuyev b'davar mid rabbanan could be called a mechuyev b'davar even on a daraisa level, because there is a validity to a mitzvah d'rabbanan. There's a status of a mitzvah d'rabbanan even in the Torah. The Torah recognizes that status, but only if at some point he'll come with the chiyuv daraisa. So that's what you have over here. Rabbi Netuvia says, during his Zman of Tosefes Shabbos, Yechayev Mid Rabbanan and Kiddush. Right? You can be Yotzeh the Mitzvah Rabbanan of Kiddush. But you're Asili the Chiyev Daraisa when there'll be Tzeisak Ochavim. So through the Kiddush that you make during the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos, you can be Motzi yourself or anyone else in the Chiyev Daraisa of Kiddush. Because you're called a Mechiyev Adavar even on a Daraisa level, Bizman the Rabbanan, because you're Asili the Chiyev Daraisa. Zokdim and Chesina, the same should hold true over here. The Potanshin is Gadel. He was Chayiv Midrabonon Bekatnuso, but he was Asili Dechi of Daraisa. He's going to become a Gadol during Sviyasa Omer. So he's Asili Dechi of Daraisa. So according to the Rabbi Netuvia, what should come out is that what he counted Bekatnuso can work as part of the mitzvah of Sviyasa Omer Begadluso. Don't tell me he was an Einu Mechuyev Adavar if you assume Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'araisa. No, even if Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'araisa, like the Rambam, we could still say that what he counted Bekatnuso can count, so to speak, it can work for his Sfiras HaOmer when he becomes a Godel, because he really is a Mechuyev Adavar, even on a d'araisa level, Bekatnuso. Because he has a Chiyuv Midrabanan, and he's Osili the Chiyuv d'araisa when he'll turn into a Godel. So comes the Menachas Senegal and says, this is not related. This Shaila of Katan Shinesgad, we may have Sfira, whether he continues counting with the Bracha, is unrelated to the Shaila, whether Sfira Saom is Darabonim Bismanazah, or it's a mitzvah Daraisa. No, even if you hold it's Daraisa, since he's Asili Dechi of Daraisa, then what he counts when he's Chayiv Midrabonim can work for when he becomes a Godel and he has a Chayiv Minatim. This is the basic discussion, the Shari Tshuva Menachas Chinuch. Should Kodesh Nesgadol be viewed as a Mechuyev B'davar even now, or should we say that he's not a Mechuyev B'davar even now, and that will translate into whether he can continue counting with the Bracha when he becomes a God? Question.
Would you consider
No, so what we're assuming, this whole discussion is assuming that we're machmer for the Bahag. So if he's missing one of the days, then it's going to be a problem. So we're going to get to your point right now. Okay? This is the basic discussion. So till now we've assumed that there's a machlokas achronim, whether the Kotan Sheneskan should continue counting with the Bracha or not. According to the Birkei Yosef, he's not a Mechuyev B'davar now. Enough to be motzi himself when he becomes a gadol, enough that we should consider it that he was yotze the whole mitzvah. According to the Bahag, if he's not yotze the whole mitzvah, how can he continue counting with the bracha? So according to the Birkei Yosef, he's not a mechuyev b'davar. According to the Minchas Chinuch, he is a mechuyev b'davar. Bein if Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'rabbanan b'zman hazeh, bein if it's a mitzvah d'arais. But this whole discussion, the Birkei Yosef, Minchas Chinuch, the whole discussion that we've had until now, is assuming like the Chinuch and the Prima Godin's version of the Bahag. That if you assume Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah, so then of course you have to ascertain whether the Katan is a Mechuyev B'davar B'Katnuso in order for him to be able to have the whole count. If he's missing part of the count, so then when he becomes a Godel, obviously he can't count with the Bracha. So if Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah, if that's the understanding of the Bahag, so then it's very important to ascertain, was the Katan a Mechuyev B'davar B'Katnuso? Because if he's not, so then obviously when he becomes a Gadol, he's not going to be able to continue counting with the Bracha. Because it'll turn out that half of his count was as an Einu Mechuyev B'davar, so that's not going to work for himself when he becomes a Mechuyev B'davar. But according to the Rav, the whole conversation, the whole discussion doesn't even begin. Of course he can continue counting with the Bracha. What's the Shaila? According to the Rav, even the Bahag assumes that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is 49 different mitzvahs. 49 different mitzvahs. So if it's 49 different mitzvahs, it doesn't even matter whether he's a mechuyav or not. You can spend a whole shiur talking about chinuch. Is it a chiyav? Not a chiyav. Rabbi Latovia. You can talk about all that longness is very important for other sugis. But Zok the Rav, for this sugi, it's irrelevant. Why? Because according to the Rav's version of the Bahag, the Katan doesn't have to be Yotze, any mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, before Bar Mitzvah, in order to be able to count after Bar Mitzvah. Because according to the Bahag, if all the days of Sfira Sa'omer are independent mitzvahs, then all the Katan has to do is to preserve the continuity of the count. So if the Katan does a Maisa Sfira, if he counts the Katnuso, and he preserved the continuity of the count, then he can continue counting when he's a gadol, even if he were not yotze a mitzvah at all, the katnusa. It doesn't matter whether he's a mechuyav b'davar. All he needs to do is to preserve the continuity of the count, so that when he becomes a gadol, he's in the middle of a count. And if he's in the middle of a count, then he can count each and every day after his gadlus with the bruch. So according to the Rav, there should be no question that the katan should count with the bruch. You see, if you don't take the Rav's version of the Bahag, if you look at the Bahag from the perspective of the Chinuch of the Prima Godin, so then what should emerge is, since there's a Machlokas Achronim, what the Katan should do, so then what's the operative principle? If you were to ask me, if the Katan asked you, what should I do? What should you tell him? I don't know, it's a Machlokas Achronim, Birke Yosef, you know, Michas Chinuch, it's a nice alumnus, but I'm not sure what to tell you. The answer is he should listen to someone else make the bracha. Listen to the Shliach Tzibur. He should make his own bracha. Because it's Sofek Brachas Lahakel. He doesn't know if he should make a bracha. It's a Machlokas Achronim. But according to the Rav, there's a whole different version of the Bahag here. If you're going to assume like the Rav, so then of course he can make a bracha. There's no Shaila. It's not a Machlokas Achronim. Was he a Mechuyah B'davar? Was he not a Mechuyah B'davar? He doesn't have to be a Mechuyah B'davar to count with the brachas up the Rav. All he needs to do is to count. If he does a Maisa Sfira, then he's preserved the continuity of the count. If the continuity has been preserved, so then he can count with the bracha when he becomes a Gadol. This is what the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, writes in a tshuva in Aruch Chaim and Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Vav. Seems to say something like this. He says, even if he were potter, it doesn't matter. It's still tamimus. It doesn't matter that he was potter. So when he becomes Chayiv, he can count with the bracha, because he's chayev al shar hayomim hol ve'en kan chisaron betmimus. Chora, that's what the Rav is saying. That the katan just has to ensure that it's tmimus. How does he ensure that it's tmimus? He does a maisa sfira. I don't care whether he's a mechuyav b'davar, whether he had a kiyum mitzvah or not. The question is, did you do the act of sfira? Did you preserve the continuity? I don't think Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank uses that lashon to preserve the continuity. But that's what he's saying, to preserve the tmimus. As long as he counts to preserve the tmius, there's no chisaron in the tmius, and of course, he can count and he can even make a bracha. This is another important nafkamina between the Rav's version of the Bahag and the Prima Godin's version of the Bahag. Questions? Okay, there are two other nafkamina two other issues that might hinge on this question as well. One issue that's discussed in the postgim is, what's the status of an onen in Sfira Sa'omer? We know that an onen is someone that is meisa muta lefanav. One of the Zion Krovim passed away. One of the Zion Krovim that he has to be misabel for. He has to mourn. There's a mitzvah avela, so then there's a din aninus before the kvurim. Minatora, an onen is also ba'achilas kochim and achilas meiser sheni. We learn this from Parsha Shmini. That's the din d'oraisa. But probably the more famous din by an onen is the din d'rabbanan. And that is, Chazal say that he's potter from mitzvahs as well. Not only does he not eat kochim and maaser sheni, which we don't do bizman hazeh, right? It's not noig bizman hazeh, but an onen is potter min ha-mitzvahs. The first mission in the third parak of Brochus says that an onen, mishameisa mutlefanav, is potter from kol mitzvahs ha-mos b'tor. For different reasons. Right, let's just explain Poshet. According to Tosfos, the Mishum Kavod HaMeis, Chazal didn't want him to do mitzvahs. They wanted him to be Osik in the Kvura of his Meis. So they said that he's exempt, he's potter from the mitzvahs. In fact, there's a further discussion that the Rishonim have, that he might not just be potter, it might be also for him to do mitzvahs. The concept of kavod ames requires that he not do mitzvahs, but rather he should only be osik in the kfuras ames. That's a discussion, whether he's simply potter, but it's mutter for him to do mitzvahs, or it's actually also for him to do mitzvahs. So the question is, what happens if someone passes away during sfira? Let's say a person's relative passes away during sfira. So if he comes in and owning during sfira, he's potter in a mitzvah. So he's not going to daven. I don't know, let's say someone passes away in the afternoon. A parent, a relative, passes away in the afternoon. It's before the time of sfira, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's not going to be buried until the following day. Let's say he's not going to be buried for a whole day. The person's not going to be able to count sfira. It's just not going to work out. If he's buried in the middle of the day, so then he could still count sfira on that day. But let's say the burial is going to be delayed. Let's say he's nifter on a Friday, and they're not going to bury him till Sunday. He's going to miss a full day of sphere. What does the onin do? So you could say, well, he's part of the mitzvahs, he shouldn't count. Okay, for that day, maybe he shouldn't count. But if he doesn't count that day, then he won't be able to continue counting with the bracha for any other day of sphere. So what's he supposed to do? That's a shayla. It's mamash a shayla. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha discusses the shayla. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Sefer Nohar Shalom, one of the Gedolei Achronim, who addresses this very issue. This is in the packet 37, on page 4. It's not in the right order. I apologize for that, but on page 4. The Bir Halacha in the Gemara Maskil below Bracha. He says, Kasa v'nahar shalom, Misha meisa muta lefanav be'echad mimei ha'omer, yisper bayom la'achak for esmeisa below Bracha. You should count by day, if he can. Yeah. He compares to Havdalah, not for now. But he adds, Ulafizeh shesofer bayom yuchalis b'shayam b'vracha. Okay, if he's able to count by day, the kfura was by day, then he can count by day, and then he continue counting with the bracha. But adds the Nahar Shalom, says the Nahar Shalom, if he missed the whole day, so that's it. If he missed the whole day, then he can't continue counting with the bracha. Clearly, the Sefer Nahar Shalom is assuming that when he's an Oni, he's not going to count. He can't count. If the Kfura was by day, before nightfall, then he can count by day. But if he missed the whole day, so then he's not going to be able to count that day. So up the Nahar Shalom, if he missed the whole day, then he's not going to be able to continue counting with the bracha. The Bir Halacha says that the Nodbi Yehuda argues. Nodbi Yehuda says that he should count without a bracha. He's mistapek, what's the din of an onen? And he says, look, the onen might really be chayiv in the mitzvah, just as potter. Megabev shomeiz as far as the ikal amemra the gam misfir lo poter ubeikar mishum de bazelo mitri velo misbatel bishvul rega zumi lasa b'meisa umetzarev gam dasei zaposkim the only poter avu rashai lakayim. Now the Yehuda says, first of all, what's the big deal? So he can count. It takes about 10 seconds. The only tour that the onin has from doing mitzvahs is if he's so torrid beiske hameis that it's gonna compromise his ability to be osik b'tzorchei mesa. But Tzvi Yosom doesn't compromise his ability to be osik b'tzorchei mesa, so maybe we should say that an oni really is chayiv in Tzvi Yosom. What's more, he says, there are poskim who hold that an onen is mutter in mitzvahs, he's just potter from the mitzvah, but he can do the mitzvah. He's just potter from the mitzvah. It's not osik him to do the mitzvah. So in this case, because he's going to be mafsid, zokta no b'yehuda, he should do the mitzvah. He should do the mitzvah because in such a circumstance where he's going to ruin himself in the future, then the p'tur of an onin for mitzvah should not apply. So there are svaras, he says, to claim that the onin should do the mitzvah. Zok to not be Yehuda. So I think the best idea is he should count without a bracha. he should be mechaving to be yotze the mitzvah but count without a bracha, because there are some who claim that the onan is part of the mitzvah and he shouldn't do mitzvahs. Because the suffix, whether he should do the mitzvah or not do the mitzvah, he should be machmer lechumer to count, but he should count without a bracha. The Sefer Nar Shalom says he can't count at all. It's meaningless. He's not allowed to do the mitzvah. He should not do the mitzvah. Don't count. Don't make a bracha. Don't do anything. The Behuda says, no, count without a bracha. Because some might say that you're chayav to count. Some might say that you're not chayav to count. So you should be out to the mitzvah, but count without a bracha. That's what the Nod Behuda wants to suggest. Frekta Mogen Avram, what kind of a pshar is this? Count without a bracha. Why? If there's a mitzvah, if there's a value to counting sphere and there's a mitzvah, so then count with a bracha. If you're not supposed to be counting, so don't count at all. But what's this idea of counting without a bracha? He's very troubled with that pshara. What kind of a pshara can you make over here? Zok the Rav, you know what the onin should do? He's allowed to count. We don't say that he can't count at all. And we don't say that he should count and have kavana to be yotze to the mitzvah, but count without a bracha. So the Rav, he should count without a bracha and have kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah. That's the best thing for him to do. What kind of a strange notion is that? What's the Rav saying? Count, but don't make a bracha. Count, don't make a bracha, and don't have kavana to be mekayem the mitzvah. So what are you counting for? So the Rav, what's the whole problem? If according to the Bahad, Sfirasa Omer is 49 different mitzvahs, but you need to preserve the continuity of the count. So if the Oni doesn't count on the day that he hasn't buried his mace, so then he's not going to be able to continue counting with the bracha because the continuity has been broken. But at the same time, the onen is part of the mitzvah. And according to the Balei Tosfos, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that not only is an onen part of the mitzvah, it's also for him to do mitzvahs. So it's also for him to do mitzvahs. So what that he's not going to be able to count in the future? What gives him the heter to do the mitzvah? Zok the Rav, he shouldn't do the mitzvah. He should count, but have in mind not to be mekayim the mitzvah. If he's not mekayim the mitzvah, so then there's no problem. The onen might be also to do mitzvahs, but he's also to be mekayim mitzvahs, not to do a maisa mitzvah. He's also to be mekayim the mitzvah. As long as he's not mekayim the mitzvah, everything is fine. But let him count, says the Rav, without a bracha, because he'll at least be doing a maisa sphira. If he does a maisa sphira, he'll preserve the continuity of the count, and that will enable him to continue counting with the bracha. It comes out there are three shittas over here. The Sefer Nahar Shalom assumes that he can't count, there's no value. It's also for the Oni to do mitzvah. So if the mace is not going to be buried by day, then the Oni shouldn't count at all. No, the Behuda says he should count without a bracha and have kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah. Why is he counting without a bracha? Because there's a suffix. Should he be counting? He should not be counting. So he should count without a bracha, but have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah. Dr. Rav, no, you should count without a bracha, but dafka have in mind not to be yotze the mitzvah. Because then he won't violate the isra of an onen to do a mitzvah, but at the same time, he'll still be doing a maisa sfira, so he'll preserve the continuity of the count, and then he'll be able to continue counting with the bracha for the next days. According to the Rav, when should the onen count without a bracha? When's the best time for the onen to count without a bracha? What do you think? When's the best time? I'm sorry? At night, why? Okay. During the day? Why during the day? Oh. According to the Rav Lechora, it's better for the Oni to count by day. Why? Because the Rav's version of Bahag is that if a person forgets to count at night, then he can't be Yotze the mitzvah by day. Right? Tosfos Megillah says that according to the Bahag, you count by day without a bracha. What's the counting by day without a bracha? Lufi the Bahag, it's only to preserve the continuity of the count. So according to the Rav Lechora, it's best for the Onin to count by day without a bracha. Not just that he should count without a bracha, but he should count by day without a bracha. Because according to the Bahag himself, the counting by day is only to preserve the continuity of the count. It's only to do a Maisa Sfira. So the best time for the Onin to count would be by day. Then we know for sure he's not being Yotze the Mitzvah. Okay, it's not clear that the Bahag actually holds that, but at least according to one Shita within the Bahag, then he's not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah for sure. So better for him to count by day, because he's not going to be out to the mitzvah, but since he'll be counting, he'll do a maisa sfira, he'll at least preserve the continuity of the count, and then he'll be able to continue counting with the bracha afterwards. There is one final nafkamina that I want to share with you. And this is something that some of the Talmidim mentioned yesterday. We've alluded to this in the past, but some of the Talmidim, a number of Talmidim came to me after Shia yesterday, so I wanted to bring this out as well. We mentioned the Shulchan Aruch way back, a number of days ago. Shulchan Aruch talks about what happens if the Tzibur is davening early. What should I do? They're davening before Tzeis HaKochav. They're davening before Ben Ashmashas, maybe. Right? So what should I do? This is a Lashon of Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Pei Tes Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, HaMispal HaMatzibur Miba'od Yom Mona Iman B'lo Brachav Yemizko B'layla Yivar V'yizkar. If you're davening with a Tzibur Miba'od Yom, the Lashon is Miba'od Yom, by day. So says the Shulchan Aruch, count with them without a bracha, and if you remember at night, then count with a bracha. What kind of a strange notion is this? So the Mishnah Berurah says many Achronim, the Magen Avraham and the Taz and a group of Achronim say the Loshon Miba'od Yom obviously doesn't mean that they're davening by day. How can they daven by day? How can you count Sfira by day? When's the earliest time to count Sfira? So most Achronim say Ben Ashmoshes. We talked about whether Lechatchila you can count Ben Ashmoshes because Sfira Sam is only the Rabbanon, or maybe you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. But before Ben Ashmoshes, is it Shayach to count Sfira? So Lechora, Miba'od Yom, must mean Ben Ashmoshes. That's what these Achronim suggest. You're davening Ben Ashmoshes, but you want to be machmer for the Medaktikim that maybe you can only count Sfira after Tzeis HaKochavim. So Zogdei Shulchan Aruch, count with them without a bracha. And if you remember later, then you'll make a bracha. You have a Tanai in your head, right? You'll count without a bracha. He doesn't even say that you make a Tanai. Count with them without a bracha. Presumably you'd have to make a Tanai. Because if not, then according to the Manda Amrim, we'll say Sfira Soma Derabanan, you'll be Yotzi doing Ben Ashmoshes. But then if you remember at night, then you'll be able to make a bracha at night. Comes the Bir Halacha, and he quotes a host of Achronim, the Levush, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Chok Yaakov, the Maamar Mordechai, etc., who say Miba'od Yom doesn't mean Ben Ashmoshes. It means from Plaga Mincha and on. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. You're davening with the Tzibur Miba'od Yom from Plaga Mincha before Ben Ashmoshes. And they're counting Sfira then. So count with them without a bracha. If you remember, after Tzeis HaKochavim, then you'll count with a bracha. That's what other Achronim want to suggest. Mishnah Berurah says it's difficult because how can you count Sfira during Plag HaMincha? It's before Ben Ashmashes, it's before a time of Laila. Sfira Sa'am Lechora is a function of Laila. So Lechora, at least you need Ben Ashmashes for Savag Yom Savag Laila. How does Achronim say that if you're davening with the Tzibur from Plag HaMincha, from Plag HaMincha, then you can count Sfira B'dieved, you can be Yotzei then. If you forget to count later, it sounds like you'll be Yotzei then. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe what these Achronim hold, what they're interpreting the Shulchan Aruch is holding, this is really the source is Machzor Vitri that the Bar Agol at the Beis Yosef quotes. What's the Machzor Vitri assuming? So these Achronim are explaining that since we know from Plag HaMincha, you can daven Maariv. It's a zman of Kriya Shema according to some shittas. It's a zman of Maariv according to some shittas. So it's a zman that we look at as somewhat Laila, quasi Laila. So maybe b'di'eved you can be Otzi Sfira Sa'omer from Plag HaMincha. So that's what these Achronim say. They interpret what the Machzor Vitri, what the Shulchan Aruch write, is that if you're davening Maariv early, you're davening Maariv early after Plag HaMincha with the Tzibur, and they're counting Sfira. They're counting Sfira because they'll forget to count Sfira later. So they, mamish, are counting Sfira with a bracha. But you want to be more nizer. You want to be careful that maybe you're not going to be Yotzei. So count with them without a bracha. Because b'di'evet, maybe you can be Yotzei at that time. So if you forget to count later, then you'll be Yotzei at this time before Ben Ashmoshes. But if you remember later, then you'll be Yotzei later. That's how the Mishnah Berurah wanted to explain this interesting sheet of the Achronim, how they interpreted the Shulchan Aruch, that you're counting from Plag HaMincha. Said the Rav, maybe that's not what the Machzor Vitri had in mind. Maybe what the Machzor Vitri is saying is that in a Chanami, if you count from Plag HaMincha, you're not going to be Yotze the mitzvah. You got to wait until Ben Ashmoshes. Before Ben Ashmoshes, not Shayach to count. Even if you can daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. But it's not Laila. It's not Laila. Maybe for Tefillah, well, we might consider it Laila. But for Sfira Sa'omer, you need Laila Mamish. So if it's not Laila, so then how can you be Yotze the mitzvah? Zokter Rav, you're not counting to be Yotze the mitzvah. What the Machzor Vitri is saying is if you're davening at Plag HaMincha and you're afraid you might miss a day of Sfira, and then you won't be able to count in the future, so then even if you're not going to be Yotze the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer now, it's kedai to count without a bracha. Because if you forget to count later, at least you'll preserve the continuity of the count, so you'll be able to count with a bracha in successive days. According to the Rav, what these Achronim are suggesting, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is that you can count from Plag HaMincha, not to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, you can count from Plag HaMincha because it's at least a Maisa Sfira, it's at least a counting. And if it's a Maisa Sfira, it's enough to preserve the continuity of the count for future days. No one's saying that you'll be Yotzei the Mitzvah with this Sfira from Plag HaMincha. But it's enough to preserve the continuity of the count because it is a Maisa Sfira. And maybe that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is that if you daven Marav early from Plag HaMincha with the Tzibur, at least count without a bracha, not to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Avadi, you can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah before Bein HaShemoshes. Even Misafek. But at least if you count from Plag HaMincha, because Plag HaMincha is like Laila for Tefillah, maybe for Kriya Shema, maybe for Tosefes Shabbos, it does have elements of Laila, so that those elements of Laila are enough to make it a Maisa Sfira. Counting before Plag HaMincha is ridiculous. That's not even going to be a Maisa Sfira. Because it's not Laila for anything. But at least after Plag HaMincha, there are some dinim of Laila. So because there are some dinim of Laila, that's enough to transform your sphere into a Maisa Sfira. And if you have a Maisa Sfira, so that will at least preserve the continuity of the count, even if you're not going to be Yotzei a Mitzvah now, and that will enable you to count with a bracha on the coming days.